3.
Such a horror to be good friends with the head of the FSB,
Irina said. What?
I said it's an honor to be good friends with General Karpov.
What you said was such a horror to be good friends with him. Irina laughed.
I can't imagine I would say such a thing. In any event, it's not at all what I meant.
We've known each other a long time, Bourne replied. So he tells me.
And you believe him?
I do.
Why would you? Government men are trained to lie.
I live in that world, Bourne said. I know it from the inside out. She shook her head.
I simply find it odd that the general would be so close with an American.
I suppose we've found our own private detente. It's been beneficial for both of us.
You didn't ask him about the coin?
Bourne found her intense interest in the coin curious. There'll be time after the ceremony. The invitees had settled. The string quartet had been replaced by musicians who played a song that seemed vaguely martial. An odd choice for a wedding, though in Moscow maybe not.
And yet this man, General Karpov,
Irina said under her breath,
he is frightening, yes. He and many others like him.
There is no one like him, Bourne said.
You are not Russian. You wouldn't understand.
There, you're wrong. Her gaze was cautious and reappraising.
It seems improbable, but you two are aligned in your politics?
We talk ethics, not politics.
I'm relieved to hear it.
But her eyes still radiated caution. Just think, Bourne said. If Boris and I weren't good friends, you wouldn't be here now, rubbing shoulders with the Moscow elite.
Now you're cross.
I'm never cross, Bourne said shortly. Irina took a breath.
I suppose I'm having trouble seeing you as a friend of that man, of anyone in the FSB for that matter.